Revision and Certification, Units 16 to 18. Focus on First for Schools, Task 7. Listening, Part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear part of a talk about how to look fit and healthy. What is the speaker's advice?
When you take up regular exercise, you'll soon start feeling healthier. And if you keep at it, you'll see yourself losing weight and getting back into shape. Most people think that they just have to lose weight, but that isn't entirely true. To have a healthier body, you need to replace the fat you lose with muscle. And although you may even put on more weight, no worries, as it is healthy weight, as it is the muscle that weighs more than the fat. Don't be fooled by reckless diets telling you to cut out carbs, sugars and so on. Just carry on exercising and see those dress sizes drop.
2. You overhear a teacher talking about a technology course she attended. What aspect of the course did she find unsatisfactory? I decided to go on this course because I know little about technology and I often feel left out of things with my colleagues. It costs £150, which is very reasonable indeed when you consider the amount of individual tuition you receive from the teachers. The thing is, however, I didn't expect the content to be all about using social media. The course said it was using technology in teaching, and I did at least expect to finish with more ideas and tips to use in the classroom than when I started, and not only focus on ideas for my free time to build my profile, write a blog, and all that. Anyway, the blog I created was fun, and I met some interesting people, but I don't really think my students will think I am better with my technology skills in class. 3. You hear an airport announcement. What does the passenger have to do?
Can I have your attention, please? This is the last call for Mr. Stefan Kruger, travelling on flight AZ534 to Bologna. Could he please make his way immediately to gate 29 as the flight is boarding now? It will be closing in 5 minutes and any delay will result in any luggage being unloaded and missing the flight. Last call for flight AZ534 to Bologna. There will be no further messages for this flight.
4. You overhear 2 students talking about a summer holiday job. What do they agree about?
Have you seen anything advertised for the summer that interests you?
Yes, I have. I saw an ad for a vacancy in a holiday village in the south of Italy. It would be a great opportunity to see a bit of Europe and meet lots of people.
But I thought you wanted to get some experience to go on your CV, didn't you? Wouldn't it be better for you to do something study-related? Mind you, you can't beat working in a Mediterranean resort all summer.
Well, I can put down lifeguarding on my CV, so although not directly connected, it would look good. And of course, I need to have the cash. What with the fees and the books next term.
Oh, I've got a loan, so I don't have to worry about that expense for now.
5. You overhear a young couple talking about moving to a large city. Why does the woman object to the idea?
You've got this idea that moving to large cities is going to dramatically change your life. But it doesn't have to be like that at all. I know you can't bear the thought of giving up the outdoor life you have now and the walks in the woods and over the hills, but think of all the...
You don't understand how important all that is for me, how I breathe in the open air.
Well, the main thing is that my career move wouldn't affect yours. I mean, you'd be able to carry on writing your books anywhere, wouldn't you?
Yes, I suppose from the point of view of work, it wouldn't be a bad thing, as there would be more opportunities to network and meet up with editors and people rather than have contact online all the time. 6. You hear a woman talking about something she has just bought. What doesn't she like about it? And I also bought this black V-neck at the department store in town. You know, the one in Old Street that is having a closing down sale. Such a shame it's going. Anyway, it is 100% cashmere, and it is a lovely long length, and it was a real bargain. I only wish it were in my size, but they didn't have any bigger, so I'll have to give it to Becky for her birthday. 7. You hear a message on a telephone answering machine. Why is the person calling?
Hello, this is Mrs. Brown, and I'm calling about my appointment next week with Dr. Souza. I originally booked the appointment for midday on the Tuesday, but then I tried to move it to the afternoon, as that fitted better with my work schedule. However, there wasn't a place free, so you booked me in on the Thursday morning, which was okay, only my boss has now scheduled a meeting for that time. So is the original slot still free?
8. You overhear someone talking about a play. What did he think about it afterwards?
Well, that was a real waste of money. I suppose I did enjoy the plot and the costumes and scenery were all well designed, but the acting left a lot to be desired. It would have been okay if the tickets had been cheaper, but you don't expect to pay top box office prices for amateur acting, where they are rather dull and can't even remember their lines. I think I will write a complaint tomorrow and ask for a refund.